Everybody, being here tonight, we decided we'd take up most of your Saturday night, so we went a little longer. I hope everybody enjoyed waiting in the Zoom room. But definitely, I thought it was a good work night tonight. I think we got probably around 120 plays. Good work from majority of the guys on the team. We were able to get into all three groups. I thought it was an active scrimmage. I thought, all in all, defense, especially the first defense, definitely probably come out ahead if you were sitting there, picking a side. But I thought they did a nice job, just throughout it. There was one drive that, I thought the offense, had a coming out drive coming from the minus 3 yard line and was able to, drive all the way down. I think it was 20-something plays, 24-play drive. It was very impressive. I thought DJ did a great job of operating throughout, really taking what the defense was giving him. It was, anytime you have a drive like that, it's exciting to see just, the consistency of the plays that showed it up, but also, making plays in the moment. They're on third and fourth downs. Obviously, defensively, had a few missed opportunities in that drive, but, I thought the first defense did a really nice job throughout the night. There's some a few missed tackles that we got to continue to clean up on, a few penalties, technique things that we can get better at that extended opportunities. But I thought they were very active in what they were able to do, and just disruptive on that side of the ball. So offensively, you have some good plays. I thought the quarterbacks, all in all, I got to go back and watch it. I thought they did a really nice job. I thought they were able to locate the ball well. I thought they, when they had to move and evade, I thought they did a good job of keeping their eyes down the field. I thought there was a couple explosive plays, a couple big touchdowns just from, being able to keep plays alive, and, being able to locate the ball, vertically, and receivers did a nice job of staying alive, during those scramble situations. But, offensively, still got a lot of work to do, just, especially with some of the younger guys, just a lot of the finer details, alignments, the communication aspect. That's one of the things you always want to see in that first scrimmage of, when coaches aren't out there, being able to give their reminders, and those guys got to go execute, just exactly where they are. And, there were some good and, some young guys that, rose up. I thought, Elijah Moore had some really nice plays tonight. I thought he, kind of stood out in that young group. But then, there was obviously a lot of things that we're going to have to get better at in just, overall understanding and just for guys to prove that they're ready to be able to help us, here early in their careers. So, I thought, for the most part, I think we came out of it pretty healthy. I know a few things that showed up, and we'll see and evaluate where that is as we go into next week. But I thought it was a good work night.
First question.
Good evening, Mike. Was wondering, offensive line, defensive line, what did you take away from them being able to go kind of full bore with pads on?
No, I mean, I thought it was good. There was really good moments in both sides. There were some explosive plays that showed up, but also, like I said, there were some disruptive, moments just from the defensive line. You're creating, push, getting penetration. That's what we need from that group. It's something we're accustomed to from that group. And, I definitely thought that was a part of it. And, we tried to play, a good amount of personnel. We limited some guys, Darius, Maurice, we're limited, offensively. We also had, JB and Rob were on kind of a snap count as we were rolling. Pat, Daryl, and Josh, we're all kind of the same on the defensive front, so it was really good to get the amount of reps for some new guys, and I thought they were active, and we'll get a chance to get a better sense of it as we watch film and get through the weekend. But just out there on the field, I thought it was a good work day with both sides showing well in certain moments.
When you mentioned the defense had some opportunities to make big plays, was it more the offense gave them opportunities, or were situations where they were creating opportunities by the defense?
No, I mean, I thought they were disruptive and you playing in the offensive backfield at times, forcing the quarterback to have to scramble. you know, getting runs stopped before they could get started. You know, I thought in all three levels there was some good pass breakups. Like I said, it was a lot of good things. I saw speed. I saw some smart plays that where guys were trusting their eyes, reading their keys, you know, playing fast in it. So, it was a good, good overall outing from the defensive side of the ball. There were a few big plays that we gave up that, we got to get eliminated. And some of those were, just when the quarterback was, got on the perimeter and was able to extend, just continuing to work on plastering our man, make sure we're staying on that, keeping the integrity of our rush lanes. Those are all things that show up early and, just opportunities to grow for some of those young guys.
Coach, what do you see from your pass rush this evening during the first scrimmage?
No, I thought it was good. We kind of had an open book, as we were sitting there going into it. We've been pretty aggressive with our installation. So, whether it was blitzing, whether it was different elements that we were doing with our defensive front, I thought they handled it well. I thought they were able to create some pressure. Once again, I'll have to go back and just see specifically the guys that stood out consistently with that. But there were still some things that we got to clean up in rush lanes. But I thought it was good. I thought it was very active. And I also think that the offensive line as it continued to go through the scrimmage, some of those guys settled down, and did a nice job of being able to respond to some of the early pressures that were given up, whether it was through one-on-one or blitz pickup.
How did Luke do with the scrimmage, and was he live or any of the other quarterbacks live today?
No, I mean, Luke, he was not live. He had his live work there in spring practice, but I thought he did a really nice job. Got to go back and watch some of the finer details of it, but, he operated, he able to have some really good third down conversions. He had a couple big plays that he was able to make with his arm, and he seemed in control being out there. So that work from the summer was big for him, and really proud of how he's continued to grow through it. When he gets in live situations, he showed really well, and obviously that was good to see him take another step tonight, and I'll get a chance to watch some of the finer details. Some of the elements of what we put on our quarterbacks, but just out there on the field, it looked like he handled it well.
Coming into camp, I think you talked about wanting to see more consistency from the receivers and see guys kind of step up and raise their game. Nine practices in, are you starting to see that? How did they look tonight?
I mean, there was definitely some good moments, and then we still had a couple of missed opportunities, and a couple guys that whether it got behind the defense or had a chance to go make a play where we didn't finish a handful of them, and those are opportunities for guys that are trying to establish themselves as somebody can be in the rotation. I feel good about the group that we have. I feel good about guys that have been performing at a high level, but we're trying to get a sense of what's the rotation going to look like? What guys are going to be able to put themselves and earn more opportunities? And so just trying to throw them in into different looks and give guys different one-on-ones and just chances to go finish plays. And it was there, like I said, there's some good moments, but also some plays that were left out there that we got to get better at.
Mike, I don't know, I guess if any of the guys in the secondary too were limited in terms of snap counts. So I guess how did that unit look tonight? And I guess were takeaways something the defense did well, or is it more maybe disruptive in other ways?
I thought they were good in their coverage. We had a couple PBUs. We did have an early interception during basically a red zone type of period that we had. We did have an early interception there, which was great to see. You know, I thought it was good because, you know, we really limited AZ and Fentrell. I think Shy, you know, all those guys were on a limited snap count. So we got to see a lot of those corners, you know, whether it's Quinn, Edwin, you know, Jabril, you know, Charles Kai, like all of them really rolled in there. And so I thought they did a good job. We had a good balance of press and but it's really especially for some of the younger guys, it's just the technique that, you know, keeping their hands, your hand location where it needs to be, make sure we're not getting wide. There were a couple of, defensive holding, penalties that showed up just, where I think we can get better, but I mean, I like the group and, you know, they were disruptive, you know, they're at the catch point and had a couple nice plays.
Coach, it seems like the run game last year was, you know, it was 2 yards, 2 yards, and then maybe like you bust off a 40-yard run. Is it still a explosive big play rushing attack, or do you feel like you're getting more consistency and consistency from the run game?
Yeah, that's what we're building towards. And, you know, I think that we've got, you know, a really good group of running backs. I think we've got a good offensive line that's going to be able to create space. And, just the mentality of, you know, we get the ball in our hands, you know, we want to go get 4 or 5 yards, you know, every opportunity that we can. And yes, if we get a chance to break one, you know, I thought there were some great runs where guys, you know, kept their feet running, that tough nose, you know, mentality in that running back room that, you know, we're going to stay on our tracks. We're going to get all that we can get and, you know, force somebody to have to try to tackle us. And, you know, I thought that was a good element to see, you know, when it's live and everybody's trying to, or everybody's getting tackled. But I thought our backs handled it well. And, you know, I'm excited about where our running game could continue to go.
Coach, you mentioned Elijah Moore in the opening statement there. What is standing out from him? He's a true freshman coming in, and what impressed you specifically from the scrimmage to mention him earlier?
Well, you know, I mean, just he's finishing plays. You know, he's still got a lot to learn. You know, I think there's a lot that he gets to you know, grow with, you know, in his understanding, but he wants to. And, you know, he had a couple of really nice catches tonight. You know, finishing plays down the field, that's something that, you know, we need to see. And, you know, he's definitely, you know, the moment's not been too big for him. You know, like I said, there's still a lot of things that he gets to grow in, you know, just overall understanding. But, I mean, he definitely is, he showed up big in these type of situations. You know, here early, 9 practices in camp, and you know, thought he did it again today.
I could two for one, maybe. The first one is this is the first chance to see like Cam Riley and Jacob Rizzi and maybe a couple other guys in their first kind of, you know, inside Doke, I guess. Anything stand out from those guys? And then have you given any thought yet to the storm and how that might affect the schedule in the next couple of days?
Yeah, so you know, I'll start off with the storm. You know, that's one of the things that we are tracking. You know, we understand that your all plans, you know, here Monday, you know, we'll see what that, you know, ends up playing out to be. You know, still playing as of this time, heading to Jacksonville there on Tuesday. We'll see what, you know, any developments. We've got different options and things that are in place, you know, depending on, you know, how it ends up, you know, playing out, I guess. But, you know, we have, you know, a lot of precautionary options, you know, just in case of, you know, the severity of the storm and, you know, the track of which it goes. And then when it comes to, you know, to the guys' first time in Doak, you know, it was great. You know, there was some nerves. There was some buildup. You know, the kind of things that you want. We tried to create a little bit of, of an atmosphere, you know, obviously, you know, being a close scrimmage. But, you know, you still, you know, when you're in Doak at night, I mean, it's definitely something that these guys, they get geared up for. And, you know, there were some early, to say, nerves. But, I mean, you saw some, you know, a few procedural issues just with some of the newcomers, you know, that you could tell. I mean, they're jacked up for the first, you know, real live, you know, scrimmage game situation that we're trying to put them in. But then I thought it settled down. And, you know, I thought those guys, you know, seemed to do well as the scrimmage progressed. And, you know, once again, just a lot of things that when it comes to detail and your overall execution that, you know, we'll see you here tonight and tomorrow.
All right, thank you, guys.